phase, it would be impossible to overcome. Devotees getting sick and diseased, how do they go on? And then the person who gave the land decided to take it all back. And made all sorts of terrible legal cases, and it appeared to be an impossible situation. Because actually, in legal rights, he cheated us completely. And even the government, the powerful Indian government, came when the construction began and started tearing down the temple. The devotees were inexperienced. They were helpless. Again and again and again, they felt, this is hopeless. Let us give up. Let us leave this place. There's no sense. Srila Prabhupada had that faith. He had that faith of that young Brahmin. And I have made my promise to Radharasi Hari that this will be your temple, and Krishna will not let my promise go in vain. And now we are all sitting in this most beautiful complex, the most famous temple in all of Bombay. Tens of thousands of people practically are coming every day to worship Sri Sri Radharasi Hari and to learn the science of pure devotional service. This has all come about because of Srila Prabhupada's complete faith that Sri Sri Radharasi Hari is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, whose powers are unlimited, and who always protects the word of his devotee. Srila Prabhupada ki
jai.
Shri Shri Radharasi Hari ji ki
jai.
Shri Shakti Gopal ki
jai.
Ananti Gauri Vaishnava Vrinda ki
jai.
When I was watching this beautiful drama, I was just meditating on how Srila Prabhupada and Radharasi Hari practically reenacted the same pastime right here before our eyes. Krishna appears in this world to give pleasure to his devotees. Aritranaya sadhuna vinashaya chudusritam dharma samstata narakaya sallabhami hivek. It is described in Gita that Krishna comes to re-establish the principles of religion, to annihilate the miscreants, and to give pleasure and protection to his devotees. And Srila Prabhupada has explained many times that to re-establish the principles of religion and kill the demons, Krishna does not require coming personally. Through the agencies of material nature, or through his empowered servants, he can fulfill these purposes. But he comes to enact such wonderful, beautiful pastimes to attract the hearts of his devotees and of all living entities. And it is for this reason that Krishna comes. He has spoken Gita. He has displayed his pastimes of Vrindavan, his pastimes in Mathura, Dwarka. And one who hears these wonderful pastimes from the proper source of the authorized devotees in disciple succession, and one who understands the teachings and pastimes of the Lord, such a person, his natural, original love of Krishna awakens within us. Nitya Siddha Krishna Prema Satya Kabunar Sravanari Sudhicheti Kodamayudha. Love of Krishna is it within the heart of every living entity. And by chanting his names and glories and hearing the association of great devotees, that Krishna Prema awakens naturally within our hearts. Janma Karma Chine Vibhyam Evam Yogiti Tattva Yatva Deham Punarjanma Nanti Magati Sura. And when we understand the spiritual nature of Krishna's wonderful, wonderful birth, words, and activities, by his mercy we never take birth in this material world again. but we achieve his eternal abode. Tomorrow we are celebrating Krishna Janmashtami, the most glorious occasion of Krishna's appearance in this world. There are many avatars who have appeared at different times throughout the Puranic history, but only one time in a day of Brahma does the absolute personality of Godhead in its original form of Shamsundar appear within this world. And it is so wonderfully arranged by Krishna that on the next day of Nandana Sabha, His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada appeared. Because without the transcendental association of such a Paramahamsa pure devotee of the Lord, we cannot possibly understand the nature of Krishna's birth and activities in this world. It is Srila Prabhupada who revealed the truth of Krishna. In the Western world, there was over 100 translations of Bhagavad Gita in the English language, and not a single devotee of Krishna in centuries of scholars reading the Gita. And no one even had the conception that Krishna is the Supreme Godhead. Srila Prabhupada's translation of Bhagavad Gita, which was later translated in hundreds of languages all over the world, has transformed the hearts of millions and millions of souls, from the lowest maleshas to the topmost Vaishnavas. This is the power of one great personality who is completely surrendered to loving service of the Lord. And Srila Prabhupada explained that the greatest service we could render to Lord Krishna is to promote his transcendental glories in the association of devotees and in the mood of compassion to the fallen conditioned souls. Srila Prabhupada did not discriminate who was fit or unfit. In the mood of Nityananda Prabhu and Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu, he distributed the mercy of Krishna freely to everyone. Kali Kale Namarupe Krishna Avatar. Just as we have seen how Sakshi Gopal traveled 100 days all the way to the town of Vijayanagar just to deliver his devotee and deliver all the souls of that area. When Srila Prabhupada left Vrindavan, Krishna followed him also in the form of his holy name. Krishna followed Srila Prabhupada to Bombay on the Jaladuta across the Atlantic Ocean. Krishna followed Srila Prabhupada to America, to Europe, to Moscow, to South America, to Australia, not just for 100 days, but for 13 years. Krishna followed Srila Prabhupada right behind, and Srila Prabhupada was constantly hearing the tickling of his ankle bells, and therefore he had complete faith to fearlessly preach his message wherever he went to everyone. And in the form of the holy name, Krishna bore witness to Srila Prabhupada's words, and anyone who sincerely chanted it received the supreme mercy of Bhagavan Krishna. Srila Prabhupada gave us the form of Krishna in his name and taught us that wherever we are, whoever we may be, at any time, Krishna will appear if we sincerely chant the holy name in a mood of humility and service. If we chant the holy name in a spirit of servitude, humble like the blade of grass, tolerant like the tree, ready to offer all respect to others and to expect none in return. Krishna will empower us to chant eternally, forever. So to prepare ourselves for this wonderful, wonderful celebration, we are about to begin the next 2 days, Krishna's Janmashtami and the 100th anniversary of Srila Prabhupada's appearance in this world. Let us try to understand the glories of Srila Prabhupada's compassion. And if we do that, Krishna will reveal himself to us in full. Because Srila Prabhupada's compassion embodies the supreme mercy of Sri Sri Radharasa Bihari. And to understand his compassion, we must follow his instruction. And his simple instruction was to always chant the holy names. Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
So at this time, I would like to invite all of you respectable, honorable guests, to please rise and chant the holy names of Krishna. There is nothing that gives Krishna more pleasure than pleasing his devotees. And there is nothing that gives Prabhupada more pleasure than seeing devotees gathered together in love and trust, feelingly chanting the holy names of the Lord. As I am chanting, please fold your hands together like this, welcoming the holy name into your hearts with great devotion. And as you are chanting, raise your arms very high into the sky, offering your love in the holy name.